our financial expert this morning answering your questions. So many people want to get advice, Dave, this week, and the questions have been coming. Even my mum has asked me to ask a question this morning.
What a great responsibility,
so,
that is.
I know, I'm going to indulge her. So she sent me an email herself just to clarify what she wants to know. So she said, the new regulations, as of this year, is going to allow over 55s to access their pension pots when they choose, instead of only allowing 25% tax-free lump sum. So this was the news which had everyone thinking that people were going to go out and buy Ferraris and things. Therefore, mum says, giving them a choice in how they invest or spend their pensions. What are the chances that this will extend to those who have already taken the lump sum allowance? Because that's what she's done with some of her pensions.
Well, your mother, Ben, commendably has identified the single biggest, enormous, seismic change in the world of finance and therefore in people's lives who are at or around retirement of my entire career. I've never, when I watched the budget in March of last year, my jaw dropped when I heard this news. It's such a big change for people, and it will have, the effects will ripple out to all people, not just those like your mother who, by the sounds of it, has taken the lump sum already, but people even before retirement who are saving for retirement. To answer your mother's question, if you've taken the lump sum from your pension, can you take the remaining 75% in some shape or form? If she's taken an annuity, which is basically a lifetime income, you buy a lifetime income, you give away your money, in return you have an income for life. If she's purchased an annuity, then at the moment, as the rules stand, no, she can't do anything about it. Steve Webb, the pensions minister, has said that he would like to free up that market. He'd like people who have bought annuities to be able to effectively sell them, so sell their income back for the lump sum. But it's not by any means anywhere near being policy. It's fraught with difficulty. Previous examples of this happening in the past have resulted in all kinds of scandals and mis-selling scandals and bad deals for people. I think it's quite unlikely that would change. If your mother's gone into, when you take your quarter of the fund as a tax-free lump sum, you can put the remainder, you can leave it invested. It doesn't have to be bought an annuity. If it's a fund of money invested, then yes, these new rules will allow you to take the remainder of that money.
Okay, so just to sort of clarify, for people that maybe are doing something for the first time, that they haven't done what mum's done and taken a lump sum, yeah, what's the situation? What will they be able to do this year?
The situation from April is that you will have access to the 100% of the fund, a quarter of it tax-free, and the remainder of it taxed at your highest marginal rate. And we should talk about this more, Ben, because it's a massive issue and there are so many mistakes you could make. But yes, you have full flexibility from April of this year.
Okay, we're going to talk about that lots through the morning. And if you want any clarification, if you want Dave to just look at your specific situation and answer a question that can help you, it doesn't just have to be you listen to what my mum's going through or what someone else is as well. Whatever you are in, whatever situation you're in, and if you want to Dave to look at that and just give you some advice, give you some guidance, or tell you what your rights are, call the show, 0345 303 1566 to call, or text 81333, start the text you send with the word Somerset. It's 9:30 now. We've got a special Ask the Expert for you this morning. What question do you have for my money-saving guru today? Dave Penny is here all morning, independent financial advisor from Taunton, and his role is to guide you through all things savings, pensions and investments. We're doing Money Saving Week this week and lots of questions have been coming in. Keep them coming this morning. Dave here to answer anything you have on financial matters. 0345 303 1566, the number to call. Bill in charge, good morning.
Morning, Ben.
Hi, Bill. Nice to speak to you again. Nice to see you the other week as well.
Yeah, lovely.
Go on, tell us your question then. Dave is listening.
Hello, David. My biggest concern is my private pension. I paid into a pension and I retired 7 years ago. But just before I retired, Gordon Brown, in his wisdom, took 50% of my pension away from me. What is the likelihood of a government doing that again, taking more money out of my pension fund?
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
To be honest with you, I'm a bit lost. How did he take 50% of your pension away?
Well, he did it all over the country. Back in, the early middle...
What happened, Bill? What did you notice? Did you actually lose money on your pension? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right, yes. I've only got I only receive now 50% of what I should have received.
Is that your state pension or your private pension?
That's my private pension.
What he did do in the 90s was he began taxing the slightly taxing pension funds, which did make him billions of pounds, but it there was nowhere near a 50% effect on the funds of private pensions. But he did, without a doubt, he hit them, and in other ways there were issues about poor performance and so on. So you may have also seen a fall in annuity rates. There may have been a few things combined that resulted in you getting half of what you thought you were going to get in previous years. But if you ask me the question, is it likely that those events might repeat themselves and the government might do something and a few other things might come about to reduce your income again by 50%, the answer is no, absolutely not. What's happened in the last year is a massive raft of changes to give you much more flexibility to be able to take the income that you want from your pensions. And furthermore, the poor performance and high charges of the old school pensions, as those days are gone now, it's a very competitive market. The charging now is very low and you can get really good performance if you're careful about how you do it.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave. That's made me feel a lot better.
Are you tempted at all by the flexibility bill?
I haven't been into it, Ben, because of what happened to mine. I'm quite content to stay where I am at the moment.
Yeah.
But okay. Thank you very much for phoning me.
No problem at all. Bill, good to have you with us. Bill in charge there. Nice to have you on the show. And you can call 0345 303 1566 this morning. You can email as well. Colin's done that. This is a great question, Dave. It's quite a long one. Bear with me. Colin says, I have a final salary pension, which I'll be able to draw on in April this year. As I understand it, rather than take a fixed amount each month until I die, I could transfer the value of the fund onto a self-administered pension scheme. If that's correct, if so, could I then use the value of the fund to buy a buy-to-let portfolio and live on that income, or am I limited to only be able to invest in commercial property? That I'm completely... Can you explain that?
Can I give a simple answer and a slightly longer one?
Can you give a simple explanation of the question?
The simple answer, well, yes, a final salary scheme is when an employer says, I'll give you an income for life, basically.
Yeah.
And yes, you can exchange that for a cash lump sum. And then you could take that cash lump sum, and depending on all kinds of technicalities, yes, you could buy a buy-to-let portfolio, and you could also have a commercial portfolio within the pension. So all the things that you suggest, yes, you can do. They are fraught with risk, and it's a massive undertaking that you are considering, and my advice would be to think carefully about risk. You've gone from a guaranteed pension to something which has all kinds of risk and tax implications. I think it's a very intelligent question you've asked, Colin, and it displays an understanding of pensions. And I would suggest that you very, very urgently seek advice, because there are so many knock-on effects and risks involved with this. The government has just announced PensionWise, which is support for people who are age 55 from April onwards and are considering retirement. Any decent independent financial advisor will also offer you, my company, Invest Southwest, offers you unlimited time to sit down and look at what your options are without charging you anything. Do seek advice. You can also go onto unbiased.co.uk and seek an advisor in your area. It's not something to do lightly, but the answer to all your questions is yes.
And there'll be a lot of specific scenarios where it's good to get that professional advice, because there's only so much you can sort of say in just a quick answer, isn't there?
Yeah, and we're talking about tens or hundreds of thousands of pounds sometimes, and the risk of making mistake is massive.
0345 303 1566 to call with your question. That can be about pensions. There are going to be lots of things we can ask on pensions. Just remind us earlier, Dave, because what did you say about the decision made by the government last year? Sort of the biggest thing you've ever experienced, really, in
finance. My 25-year career in finance, I've never seen anything bigger.
Pensions is going to be a big issue this morning, so if it is just pensions you want to talk about, we're not just dealing with that now and then moving on to something else. You can ask at any time this morning. 81333 to text. Start the message you send with the word Somerset. Now, Jack has sauntered into the studio, because you've got a question for Dave.
I do have a question for Dave. I think it's a question probably a lot of people my age bracket, around the 30 marker, probably this day and age, do ask, and it's possibly exposing my ignorance, but I only have a work-based pension. I do not have a private pension. And I've been told by people older than me that I should definitely have a private pension as a backup, but I didn't know... Is it the case in this day and age that you should always have a private pension, or am I just basically just blowing up here and there's no point in actually having one?
So ultimately, you've got the state pension, you pay into your BBC pension, And you want to know whether they should have a third one on top of that, essentially. Yeah.
Yes. When a question like this saying, should everybody have X, Y, or Z, it's difficult to answer on, obviously, on the radio because each person's different. I think it's really good that if you have a work-based pension, you're also considering alternatives. A lot of the government stroke sort of state-backed pensions, such as the BBC pension, roughly speaking, you might end up with half your salary as a pension when you retire if you have full service. And I guess people need to ask themselves the question, is that enough? And if it's not, then they need to consider alternatives. The great thing of a pension, and you can have a personal pension in addition to your company scheme, is that the tax relief you get on it is second to none. You put a pound into a personal pension, it becomes £1.25 overnight. There is nothing else that touches that, as long as you're aware that you can't have that money back until age 55 or even later if the state retirement age goes up. So the answer is, it qualified, yes. It's a wonderfully tax-efficient vehicle to save money for retirement. If you're likely to want that money back before age 55, or probably because you're a young man, age 57, if you need the money before that, the pension is the wrong place for it.
Okay.
Does that help?
It does help, yeah. I have bought a house within the last year, yes. So that's taken priority recently.
And the 30-year-olds I know have university debts, they have housing issues, they have children on the way. Pension's usually low on the list. But if it's possible, give it consideration.
Good stuff. All right, thank you very much, Dave. Thank you, Jack, as well. So it's 0345 303 1566 to call Dave this morning. He wants to hear from you.